This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, January 9th. One of the biggest challenges for new ETF issuers is time. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says ETFs generated about $6 billion of fees in 2016, and 90% of that went to products that were more than 5 years old. The reason? Liquidity. Balchunas offers this example.
You have a product like, say, EEM, which charges 69 basis points but trades $2 billion a day, versus IMG, same issuer, charges 15 or 16 basis points but trades about an eighth of that. So there are some people who are picking IMG, but there are still a large group of the trading institutional world that doesn't care about the expense ratio. They just want that volume on EEM.
Balchunas says it takes about 5 to 10 years to generate the volume that attracts bigger investors, such as institutions. He adds the ETFs that generate the most revenue are not necessarily the ETFs that have the most assets. Instead, they trade the most.
It's almost impossible to spend your way to it. You see a lot of advertising from the likes of Fidelity, Goldman, JP Morgan. But if you combined all of their, you know, there was like seven big gigantic asset managers whose assets I combined, and I looked at their revenue, their account for less than 0.01% of ETF revenue. So even these big players who have been in the market for over two or three years can't get more than a crumb of the revenue.
Balchunas says trading volume is, in his words, democratically won. He adds that new products must compete on price to draw attention, while at the same time exercising patience as they slowly increase trading volume, which helps attract larger investors. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.